100 Word Stories.
Hello, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast. One a day until the day I die.com. Not dead yet. It's Sunday. Time for a weekly challenge. That's where I post the topic and you come up with the stories. The topic for this week is Why is Mother Crying? We got a lot of stories in about this topic, so I will just share them with you right now. No exciting intro, no ads, no promos, nothing, no swag offers, none of that stuff, just pure podcasting.
Good evening. This is Jay Radimus with my weekly challenge number 769 with the prompt of Why is Mother Crying? My entry is entitled Mama Cried. My parents were very much against country music. They didn't like the depictions of infidelity and alcohol and drug use. Naturally, in this environment, when I reached my rebellious adolescence, I began listening to this forbidden siren song. If you imagined these men were singing about their actual lives, I began to understand what my parents had been saying. Merle served a life sentence without parole. Johnny shot a man in Reno just to watch him die. Hank and his son Hank lamented about the troubles booze has wrought upon them. We can only imagine why their mamas were crying. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you next time. Thanks.
Hello, everyone. Lizzie here, and here's my story. Why is Mother crying? Why does she not listen? Why is she stubborn? Why? Why does she live in the past? Why does she have those photos up on the wall? The architect, the painter, the president. Why? They tried, she said once, but she was too good for them. Why? She sneered in contempt. She was too good for them. Why is Mother crying? Why? They never acknowledged her talent. Never. Why? She shrugged away their stupidity. Why? She doesn't care. She doesn't listen. She's stubborn and will never change. Why is Mother crying? That's why. That's why? And this is my story for this week, taught by my blog at lizziegoodcove.blogspot.com. And have a great week. Stay safe. Bye-bye.
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll of NorvalJoe.com and of The Galactic Battle Base, Space Dust, available at Amazon. And this is my entry for the 100-word weekly challenge number 769 with the prompt of Why is Mother Crying? Here's my story. The flames of the fire reflected in the tears of Bilbert's mother's eyes. Bilbert saw no need to ask his mother the reason for those tears. Mr. Blanketmaker put his arm around his wife's shoulder and hugged her. I know it's sad, dear, but we're insured. We can rebuild our lives. Mrs. Blanketmaker shook her head.
It's true. This is sad. More than that, I'm angry. I've had it with nuclear fission harassing us. It's gone on for years, but this is going to end. I'm going to kill her.
Bilbert knew his mother wasn't one to make idle threats. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Hi people, Tom here, and my story this evening is called Why is Mother Crying? One minute it was a mixture of laughter and warm conversation. Then I saw the shadow pass her face. The muscles set, and her voice was edged with an empty breath. It got very quiet. Time slowed down, then stopped. My mother's gaze was turned away from her assembled children and towards a haphazard pile of old, worn-out books. Of the hundreds of books in that house, only three were my father's. He was not much of a reader, but he loved Tarzan. I caught my mother's eye. She knew I knew. I said, "Sabor." She smiled, and then she cried. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Tour robbers, I knew here, with a story on the subject, Why is Mother Crying? The mothership was less than halfway to its destination, the star directly ahead, still light years distant. Maintenance droids scurried about, perpetually undoing the work of entropy upon the ship. But in the most important chamber, sirens perpetually wailed. Softly, so as not to alarm the droids, but Mother would not silence them entirely. For over the decades, the humans carried in hibernation had, one by one, all died. The machinery had been built as well as it could possibly be, but still it was not enough to preserve them through the voyage. The ship flew on, crying in the dark.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week. Miss Appleton crouched to look at my painting. "So, this is your house, and that's your dog. And who's this then?" Tongue stuck out in concentration, I mumbled. "That's Mother." "Oh, and why is Mother crying?" Miss Appleton asked, pointing at the smudged red teardrops running down her face. "She's not crying, Miss," I replied. "She's bleeding." Miss Appleton looked at me curiously. "And why is she bleeding?" "Because I stabbed her in the eyes, with a great big knife," I chuckled. Maybe that's why Miss Appleton called my parents. But it was far too late. They were already dead.
Good morning, this is Richard, and this is my story on the topic, Why is Mother Crying? And that's the title too. Johnny was a wrong'un. Johnny was a thug. He got caught up in a gang, hawking a new designer drug. When the cops kicked the door in, our Johnny didn't run. Three shots rang out. Two cops fell dead, thanks to Johnny's smoking gun. And now his days are numbered, waiting on death row. Two more appeals and final meals, one long walk left to go. The chair awaits to claim his life, justice will have its way. An eye for an eye, a life for a life, on Johnny's final day. So Johnny sleeps, and his mother weeps. There you go. Happy little ditty for you there. So until next time, goodbye.
Take a trip with me to planet Z.
The afflicted stumble the desert in large herds, their black robes like shadows on the dunes. They stop to kneel and pray, then rise up together to continue. To where, nobody knows. Their faces show determination and direction, but if you watch them, track them like we do, microchips sewn into their robes, no pattern exists. Day to day, they wander this way and that. We leave food and water out for them. A miracle, some shout, falling to their knees, praying. Are they praying to us, their providers, we who watch over them? Or to be saved from us?
Alrighty, there you have it. A whole bunch of 100-word stories on the topic of Why is Mother Crying? Go to oneadayuntilthedayidie.com for, well, what do you think is there? Let's see, the text of the stories, links to people's sites to learn more about them, archives of years and years and years and years of these things. Pretty much everything you'd ever want. Well, I don't have a link to books or Amazon or other stuff. Okay, fine. It's just about the podcast. Thank you for being a part of the weekly challenge. Whether you wrote, listened, I don't know, you're a robotic spider slurping up data to sell us shoes. I don't know. Anyway, thank you, and as always, keep it brief.